Now, as we mentioned, Tough Enough is debuting tomorrow night on the Fight Network. That's Monday nights at 7 p.m. They're going to be playing them back-to-back, two episodes tomorrow night and every week thereafter. Well, in that case, we might as well welcome on a friend of this program. She used to sit in one of the chairs across from us. Trish Stratus, welcome back to the Law Live Audio Wrestling.
Why, thank you very much. Good segue. I like that.
Yeah, I just kind of moved it on over there. Now, Trish, of course, you know, you were involved in WrestleMania this year and now continuing on doing Tough Enough. What came first? When did the WWE go to you? Did they say Tough Enough first or was it WrestleMania first?
Tough Enough first. It was, I got the call. It was like, we have this great show. Tough Enough's coming back. We want you to be a part of it. Asked me to be a part of it. So I thought, yeah, we'll do this. And then, of course, the minute I got out there was like, so, you know, we're thinking maybe we could do this thing, this angle. And there was a involvement with a surprise guest. And I was a little bit, you know, you never know. You're going to say yes before you find out who the surprise guest is.
Right.
And they wouldn't tell me at first. So, and then when I found out it was Snooki, I found that out. I thought that'd be kind of cool. And I knew I'd come back and work with Michelle and Vicky and Layla. And so I thought, sign me up.
And that was the night you didn't bring your boots.
That was the night I didn't bring my boots. Correct. Thanks for reminding me.
Wow. Because we actually thought that that's what had happened when we were on the show. It's like, it's why is Trish in those high-heeled boots out there? It was just like completely unexpected that they threw you in.
It was simply supposed to be like, come down, Booker will announce you as the next, we'll reveal that you're the next, you're the other trainer. Awesome. Come down. And then it was like, well, then kept adding things throughout
right.
the night. And maybe when Kelly's there, maybe if you, you know, throw a punch, maybe if Lake was there, maybe you could do that. Okay, sure. And then suddenly Stratosphere, Stratisfaction, Stratus, everything, Stratus in the ring, in those boots.
Mm-hmm. Now, when they said Tough Enough to you, I mean, considering the reputation that the show had, especially by the pewter year, did you kind of go, ooh, I don't know if I want to do that? Or was it jump on board 2 feet right away?
You know, I guess I wanted to hear how they were going to pull it off this time. I knew there was a new production company, which I thought was really important, and actually what is key to why this show is so awesome. I mean, it really, you know, you can just looking at it, the production is just a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the background of the producers coming from The Contender and working with Mark Burnett, like that's where they came from. So you can definitely see that's reflected in the show. You know, then I guess it was another thing that threw me. Well, we can't tell you who's involved yet. And I was like, See, last time I signed up for a show when I didn't know who it was working with LaToya Jackson and Eric Estrada.
Right, yeah,
cool,
yeah.
But I was like, you got to tell me. So, you know, as soon as they said, you know, they got Stone Cold Steve Austin as the host and, you know, Bill would be back and Booker, I was like, absolutely. So, yeah.
Now,
company.
So how is it working with, you know, the independent production company? Because a lot of what WWE is doing now, it's like, they're not wrestlers, they're entertainers, you know? But with the production company and all through Tough Enough, you see it more from a wrestling standpoint. Was there any conflict going on, you know, behind the scenes with what you could and could not say?
Not really, actually. It was surprisingly easygoing. I think what was interesting is that we started off, the first half of the production was very much like they were doing the show the way they would normally do the show. And then they really came to Bill and Booker and I and were kind of like, okay, coming to us to design the training, design the challenges. A lot of the things changed because, you know, I guess they were trying to do a show and they wrote the show out. But it's one of these things where just imagine the wrestling show, WWE Raw, right? They're like, this is the angle, and so a writer puts it together. But then not until you get the feedback from the actual performers, that's when it starts to become this real and this, like, you know, a true reflection of the feud and of the characters. And I guess that's kind of what happened to the show. It was kind of like this generic wrestling show, you know, reality show, and they were following. There's definitely a template they were following. But once they got me and Booker and Bill involved and, you know, kind of like we would bring things up and we would design the training so that these things could be showcased, I think it really started to turn a little bit. And, I'm just really pleased the way it turned out.
Now, with reality TV, of course, editing plays a huge part. Are you happy with the way that you've been portrayed on the show?
Yeah, I would like to see a little bit more of me, frankly.
What's missing? Like, anything that you expected to get in there that you haven't seen?
A lot more of my yoga stuff.
Oh.
It was a huge thing that it was a happy accident, actually. I kind of said, well, you know, a lot of what I feel made me a better performer when I came back to second half of my career was my yoga and how I, you know, it was just little things I did, not only with my training, but things like when you're stressed and these kids were under so much stress, learning to breathe and learning to focus and having to, you know, just kind of mess up in the ring, but then reset and start over and then try and accomplish it again. These little things I feel like I drew from my yoga background, and they were kind of like, when they started to see it in action, they were kind kind of excited about me, you know, playing it up a little bit more. So there was a huge yoga session with everyone, and you know, kind of really what's missing is the whole, you don't really see any of the training, to be honest. You see kind of just a big montage of cool bits. But, I mean, we were in there, I don't think it's even reflected, I don't know if people realize, but every single day pretty much for 6 weeks straight, we were in there training. And so a lot of it, you know, the cameras were kind of rolling to the point where it's just rolling and it's really probably not that interesting television, because it's just like we're working all day long, and, you know, camera guys would walk away from their camera and just kind of, you know, leave this overall scene going on. But, I mean, you would see, like, I mean, there was a lot of conditioning and a lot of, like, little, basically what you saw was, like, hours and hours of sweat and races against each other and, like, everything to bring up their conditioning. And it was cool to see how they had no idea when we first started on how hard it was going to be. And then you'd see their conditioning actually get better by the end. It was kind of cool.
Now, did you have any influence in the life lesson challenges, or was that all the production company?
That was pretty much okay. So what happened was,
I know that tone, Trish. I know
well,
that tone.
Jason, yeah. Let me tell you. What do you mean? You don't think roller skating is so important?
That was the agility week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was one of these things where, you know, they're putting a reality show together. Here's the template. And then they kind of like have to book all this stuff. And it's funny because once we came on board and they started talking to us, and believe me, if hopefully, you know, crossing our fingers, we get a second season.
Mm-hmm.
They were really cool. When I say they, the production company, working with us hand in hand. And our relationship really grew throughout the production. And it was like, oh, we should do this. And, you know, this idea. And so, you know, towards the end of the show, it was kind of like we knew if we do this again, it's going to be a great template. We'll definitely know what really reflects. I mean, like little things. And one thing actually got, one of my suggestions got in, which was the to do a photo shoot. I said, you know, that next, like taking them out of the element is one thing, but, you know, putting them as a car hop isn't exactly going to test them in the wrestling realm. So I thought, well, you know, if you take them to like a photo shoot and you let them know, like, how are they going to handle themselves in a photo shoot? How are they going to come across when they do this sort of thing and present themselves as a personality? So kind of doing that kind of mainstream crossover stuff, like throw them in front of like a big bunch of press and see how they react, and maybe they have to be real press or not, but do stuff that like we as sports entertainers do in our real existence, and then you see who kind of, you know, that would be more of a more suitable challenge.
Okay, final question, and I don't know if you can answer this, you don't have to, but was there one person on the show that surprised you and you actually think that they have potential to go and become a WWE superstar?
Yeah, I mean, I would say from the second, there's a distinct second half that was, you know, you can see right now, everyone right there is they deserve to be here. Like, I think we got rid of the, I don't want to say riffraff, but we got rid of the guys that, like, need to go do some work and come back to us. You know, Ivelisse, I think it was really a shame that she was eliminated because she's just, no one got a chance to see it. And I think as a trainer, I just saw barely a little bit of the surface of what I think she can do in the ring. She kind of reminds me of me. You know, she doesn't want to be looked at as a girl. You know, I sometimes have that effect. So she was really great. And one guy, and I'm not sure if, like, I don't think the show's actually showing this as much, but Jeremiah just completely blew us all away. Every single week, we would just go, oh, my God. Like, this guy, and I think you're seeing bits and parts of it, like, oh, this guy's pretty good. But he literally blew our minds every single time we saw him go. Like, you'd say, okay, this is how you do this thing. And this kid who'd never done it in his life would pull off everything. After one demonstration, he'd watch it, and he would do it. And it was just, it boggles our mind every week. So I think you kind of see that, oh, this guy picks up things. It's cool. He's from an MMA background. But to really see how amazing he was, I mean, actually, they were doing that challenge with Luke and Jeremiah, they were doing these, dropping these elbows. And Luke won the challenge last week. It was kind of interesting because I don't know why they didn't show it, but he went up and Jeremiah goes down and he gets up on the, he body slammed the bag and he was going up to the top and it was like definitely, we were like, oh, he did it on the wrong side. He's gonna have to like body slam the feet now. That doesn't make sense. So we're already kind of dismissing it. He gets up there. Doesn't he just like his mind calculate something and he does this like 450 frog splash twisty thing. I don't even know what he did with his body, but he turned out on the other side giving a proper elbow on the other. Like it was insane. We were just like, what? And I have no idea why they didn't show that, but that's what I mean. This kid did stuff like that just blew your mind. So I think if he gets some training oh my God, he would just, you know, and he's so real. He's just, that's the guy he is. He's like, yeah, that's me.
He reminds me of a young Dan Lavransky, but that's just because he doesn't have any front teeth. Thank you very much, Trish, for joining us here on The Law, and good luck. Hope you get a season two out of it.
Hey, you guys, I plugged you guys on Twitter. Are you guys not on Twitter?
We are, of course. Of course.
Well, you are as like the Law Radio, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, I must have plugged some law firms radio.
Oh, wow. Great. Awesome.
But you guys individually got to get one because I'm on the Twitter kick and I want you guys to all follow me and then we'll follow each other.
Oh, I'm a Facebook whore, Trish. You know
that.
Status
calm. Follow me.
Gotcha. All right. Cool. Thanks, Trish.
Thanks, Trish. Bye.